Yesterday was the first day of classes at the University of Arkansas, and at lunchtime, hungry students waited patiently in line for a free hot dog. One of those first day perks all over campus. The hot dogs, about 1,000 of them, were being grilled and given away by members of the Associated Student Government, or ASG. Bo Renner is the president of ASG and a senior this year. On his fourth first day of fall classes at the U of A, he recalled what he figured out back on his first day.
I remember having a whole lot more time than I did in high school, but realizing that even though I might not be sitting in class, that the coursework and the course load require a lot of out of time. So I just had a whole lot more homework that I was not necessarily expecting. So sad that it's fourth year. I think the difference in high school is everyone's so excited to graduate. And then in college, that's kind of the last thing you want to do because you love it so much. So people always say, you know, I want to try to graduate in 4 years. I don't really understand what the rush is.
While Bo and his friends were handing out hot dogs on the mall space between Mullins Library and the University of Arkansas Student Union, two other students were handing out answers to questions as they were close by the Fulbright Peace Fountain between Old Main and Volwalker Hall.
We're helping if they don't know where their classes are, or if they didn't get their class schedule yet, but they know what classes they're taking. We have a list of all of the classes and where they'll be located.
That's CJ, a sophomore from Harrison. His Help a Hog teammate was Capricia from Little Rock. She's a senior.
You're a senior, so this is old hat.
Yes.
You can answer anything, right?
I hope so. But yeah, Help a Hog gonna be going on today and tomorrow. And yeah, hope so.
At around noon, they had been asked more than 100 questions, six that they didn't know the answers to, but that's okay. If you don't know the answers, you can always just send a tweet.
We have a hashtag or a Twitter handle on the front here, so yeah, you absolutely can.
It's not just upperclassmen who help on the first day of classes. Jason Dean is the head of Special Formats Catalog Unit at Mullins Library at the University of Arkansas. I asked him if helping out on the first day of fall classes gave him any memories of his first day.
I do. My granddad dropped me off at the dorm, put my stuff on the sidewalk, and said, have fun.
Did you feel lost or intimidated?
Well, I went to a university that was smaller than this. And so a little bit, because I graduated with 69 students, so there weren't that many kids. But it was a little frightening, but it was fun. It was exhilarating, I think. Yeah, well, we've been here since 12 o'clock noon, so nobody's asked us any questions yet, except for you.
Okay, let me give you then. Okay, I have a class in Old Main. How do I get there from here?
Well, what you do is you go around to the right of the library here, past the new design center in Volwalker, and you'll run into the back of Old Main right there. Big red building, hard to miss.
And I can just walk in?
You absolutely can.
A lot happens between that first day of freshman classes and the end of a college career. Just ask Capricia, the senior from Little Rock.
Oh, my first year, I was all over the place. My classes were from Bell to Kimball to Maine. I was just all over the place. But now I know pretty much where I'm going, so it's not that bad.
And as a further example of how things can change in just 3 short years, I noticed that Capricia was already working on something the first day of classes.
Are you already doing homework?
No, I'm studying for the GRE for grad school, so this is my last year, so I'll be graduating in May.
The first few days of college classes may be somewhat intimidating, exhilarating, and a bit frightening, but here's a secret. They may ultimately be not as memorable as you think they're going to be. David Wright is the graduate assistant for Associated Student Government. He was helping the ASG students grill hot dogs in 90-degree temperature.
I guess fall 2007 would have been my last full day of as an undergraduate student.
So 9 years ago. It's been 9 years.
Years since my first day of college. Yes, sir.
Do you remember that first day very well?
I don't. I don't remember it, but I remember not really knowing where to go and being a little overwhelmed by the amount of people. And obviously back then there were a lot less students than we have now, so I can't imagine what the students now are going through, which is why we're here today, to make them feel more welcome and really help them feel involved and like there's somebody here to provide them just a friendly face and a good service.
You know, and there's something about a free hot dog at noon on your first day that just makes it a little bit easier.
That's right. I think that's right. And I think our students do a great job of trying to find ways to help their fellow students, particularly those who are new to campus and don't really know their way around.
Some of the sounds from another first day of classes on the University of Arkansas campus. This is Ozarks at Large.